forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment with Kat
and Pat.
Hey, it's us.
It's Kat.
And Aaron and Pat.
Sorry, there's no rules anymore. It's 1 year, one rule.
One year, one rule.
Road rules, rage rowl, the palace.
I love road rules.
The palace, dentist edition. Get fucked and get off.
Okay, yeah, I wonder what our first sensical words of this part should be.
No, wait, I have a question that's sensical.
Okay.
How did you navigate opening your relationship? If you feel comfortable, say.
I think it took a while and a lot of communication, but I'm more of a slut and using that positively than
yes.
my lover is. So it was like...
Yes.
Something that I was like, this feels, I feel bad a lot.
You never had a chance to play. You've been with him your whole
right,
life.
Right, right, right. And that was all very fun. I didn't mind at all. But then it like got older and was like, I'm constantly desiring this other thing. And then
yeah.
I feel like a bad person because that's the narrative is like, you're a horrible
yeah.
person. And then so we just tried it and, you know, but it's still communication.
Yeah.
And I don't think it is like, it's very like New York and like, millennial to be like, you have to be open or it's
mm-hmm.
you're in a toxic thing. And I don't think yeah. it's true for everyone. I just think it just works depending on.
What are your rules?
They're not one year, one rules. 1 year, one rules. Play safe outside.
And that's hard for you because you don't, don't you not love condom culture?
Okay, so.
What do you mean you don't like condom culture?
Because I had a lot of bareback anal sex when I was starting to have a lot of sex. I was like, oh, this is fun. So
yeah.
I'm not like the number one can stay hard in a condom when I top.
That's why I bottom
a lot outside of the relationship.
Yeah,
because
I
top more in the relationship. So sometimes I'm looking to bottom.
Totally.
Interesting.
Fascinating stuff.
It is.
That's what people want to know. We tell before. It's
mm-hmm.
like, hey, I'm going to go whatever. But then also there is like caveat. Like mm-hmm. you don't have
to. If you're out.
Yeah, if you're out. It's like, this is the Prince Charming himself.
Yeah.
So like that. He's like, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Go for it.
Totally.
Then you talk about it after? Or is it like whatever?
Yeah, I usually talk about it after. Like for me, I guess I'm a kinky little freak.
Yeah.
I like her. I think
totally.
It's like,
yeah.
hot. I'm like, tell me.
Oh,
yeah. And I think he's just like sort of into it, but not as like, I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
yummy.
Because you're not a jealous person.
No.
This is great. That's a great
I
want to
be like that.
Yeah.
But I think some people think jealousy is hot, where it's like,
it is. I like
are you like into it? That are you like, are you jealous?
Obviously, I want everyone I'm with to be very jealous if I talk to anyone else.
Right.
But not in a bad way. In like
I
a hot
really
way.
Have that. And of course, I have felt it, but that's like one of my least favorite feelings to feel is jealousy. It's just like, oh,
it's a terrible
oh, it's horrible.
Feeling.
It feels like hell.
So,
it's burning. It's painful.
Yeah. And then you feel it's all on you, actually. So like you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like,
ugh. Totally.
Yeah.
Because then you feel gross for feeling it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Then who are you now?
And why are you that way?
You're a novelist. Can we talk about
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I'm so in awe of you.
I wrote a book, a novel, and it's coming out next year. February 2020 is the tentative release date.
Come through. Valentine's novel.
You've always kind of wanted to write fiction, right?
Yeah, and I always sort of have, like when I first got out of school and nobody wanted to look at me in the profession I'm in, which is theater and comedy and whatever, I would write plays. And
mm-hmm.
so I would write, and then like, actually plays are really hard to like get up on their feet.
Who knew?
You know, you need money and space and time.
Yeah,
and bubble.
Plays,
and
there's almost nothing good about them.
Well, I like them, but I love that you hate them.
I'm so glad you saw Strange Loop.
Strange Loop, starring Larry O, written by Michael R. Jackson. It was so good.
It was
honestly,
crazy,
like, one
right?
of the best things I've seen in years. I don't even know.
Oh, my whole life.
What was better. Yeah, maybe
yeah.
my whole life. I don't know.
Totally.
It was really moving.
One of the best.
And very meta, and I usually don't like meta stuff.
Was it better?
I loved it.
Was it better than Hairspray Live?
No, I did not watch Hairspray Live, but I did see Hairspray in pre-pause for it.
Wait, hold on. Better than Hairspray Live? This is going to be a tricky one.
Let's get out a flow chart. Is
apples
that what
and oranges. different, better, different. Worse.
Hard to say. What are you in the mood for? I didn't see Hairspray Live.
I watched.
Drag that. Me.
Yeah, seriously.
Drag him to absolute.
If you want to be part of the conversation, crucify you have to watch Hairspray Live. Even if it's to be part of the cultural conversation.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I wrote a book, and then I would write fiction. Also, when I stopped writing plays, it was like, okay, well, this is just something I can do, and I was like, I just kind of want to see if I can. And then I wrote a whole book, and then tried to get an agent, and I had some like good responses, but then they would be like, oh, actually, like they would be reading the first half and be like, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, don't if someone comes forward with an offer, let us know. And I was like 26 or something and freaking out.
That's so young.
That's crazy.
I had no agent at all, no acting agent or anything at this point. And then they'd be like, actually, the second half is bad. Yeah. And I'd be like, yeah, fair. Because it was. And then
love the second half, that old version.
And then I wrote another book that I didn't finish because it had like a lot of the same problems as the first one. And then I wrote the one that is coming out. And that one I finished and like, you know, worked on for a really long time.
You're a genius.
I actually am.
How did you transition? From this musical theater
Menta
guy.
Queen, Menta Goddess.
Menta Goddess?
Menta Goddess, Erin Jackson on
Can
the pod.
Can someone explain Menta to me? Like, is it about a doll?
I take
thing?
A fucking test, I know. As always.
It's and not it's real.
Like, you mean you're a genius? And, I mean, a lot of them are very smart, obviously, but tests are stupid.
Yeah, tests are stupid.
If you like the SAT, seek treatment.
I wow. love, there we go.
There we go.
Bringing it back in a real way on its anniversary.
Yeah, totally.
If you like the SAT,
seek treatment.
Treatment.
Yeah, apparently my school, I don't know if this is true, but like you had to audition to get in, but they apparently shredded the test, your SAT results, because they didn't want it to influence. Shred them. We just
dramatic.
Want her vibrato. But yeah, I've written for a long time and like it.
Cool.
Well, I've never thought that. It's amazing. did you always want to be a musical theater actor growing up? Or were you like, I guess I'll do this and then keep doing other things?
Yeah, and I also, theater was the first thing. Well, I also always would write, but it's one of those things where like, same with being a comedian, I like just didn't even know. Obviously, I knew people wrote books, but I was like, yeah. I don't know how to do that at all.
Oh, yeah.
And then like but theater, it was like, oh, I get it. You like audition and get in the plays I'm good at it and it's fun and I love it. So like, that's what I wanted to do. And then it wasn't until I moved to New York and I'd seen a ton of Broadway shows and was obsessed and loved blah, blah, blah. But then I moved here and would see shows and were like, wait, most of these are bad.
Oh, horrible.
And if this is like the top tier, like, why am I like, I'm like, I can't wait to be in Shrek. Like, no offense if you were in Shrek, but I'm like,
no,
yeah.
if you're
I don't want to.
Like, we support you. Wait, we actually met someone who was in Shrek. Wait,
amazing people. Brian D'Arcy James was Shrek.
Who did
we
meet? Did I meet someone on Shrek?
Who did we meet?
Did I meet someone on Shrek, the play? Did I meet someone on Shrek, the play?
I feel bad, you guys. What's happening right now is that I like all of a sudden started feeling so faint and I like,
it's very warm in here.
But also, I haven't eaten and it's very warm and like,
yeah, I haven't.
Does anyone have like a protein bar? Are there any snacks in here?
I don't have any.
Empty bag of M&Ms, which is...
Okay, we're almost... Oh, it's okay. I can do it.
That's kind of a narrative piece because like, I was like, about how I eat M&Ms.
Oh.
No, I'm not taking your salad.
I really don't want it.
Are you lying to me?
No, it's from yesterday.
It's an old salad.
I would die for a bite of that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Old salad.
Wait, do I know someone on Shrek
Isn't
to play?
Isn't it sad that if I go like 3 hours without eating, I'm like...
No, I love eating.
How many hours has it been?
I love eating too.
Well, it's good. It feels good. It
feels good. Tastes good.
Eating.
You like that.
Give it a go. Thank God for you.
Consider eating.
Consider eating.
We're not going to talk about this. I am going to go ahead and eat this with my hands.
These are going to be such good like lettuce sounds.
Now, wait. Do I know someone on Shrek the play?
I don't know. I don't know if you know someone on Shrek the play. And Shrek is no longer like running. Well, probably regionally.
Remember that day we wrote with Tammy?
Yeah, of course.
We met that person. Weren't they at Shrek?
No, they were a Torch Song. They listen still. We celebrate.
Song, Shrek.
He's one of my favorite listeners. That guy.
I know. We loved him.
Yeah, we love that guy. He's going to listen to this.
We had a listener come to me on the beach on Saturday.
Oh, and then their friend came up to me.
That's fun. Someone, I was with Bowen recently and someone complimented him on the podcast and then later came up to me and was like, I've heard you on a lot of podcasts. And I was like, Babe, you should see me live.
Interview on Funny. I don't know when I first saw you.
That's what I do.
Whenever I first saw you perform, I was like, that's the funniest person I've ever seen.
Yeah.
No,
you are the funniest fucking person.
Oh, brother.
And one of my favorite memories is being at your Fire Island house laughing harder than I ever laughed in my life.
That was very fun last summer on Phi Eye.
I know.
She's slurping, a long carrot.
Wow, interesting.
It's like a spiralized carrot. She's slurping it like Lady in the Tramp.
It's like carrot spaghetti, kind of.
Yeah, it's like carrot spaghetti.
Why is it so long?
I don't know. Catherine, you gotta work through it.
It's still happening.
I know. Make it end.
Okay, Zane.
Make it end.
Catherine, get your together.
This must stop.
Catherine, get your together.
It's in.
What were we even talking about? Oh, Shrek.
Fire
Island.
Oh,
yeah. And so then I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. And that's when I got into like comedy. And also similarly didn't know how to do that. And that's why UCB was so great. Because it was like, here's like a system you can get in. Because I never cared about stand up. I think it's fun, but I was never like, that's me. Like, you know, like I wasn't like a stand up nerd, comedy nerd. I liked like SNL, but I wasn't like a
the first time
freak.
Am I? The first time I remember seeing you and thinking that fucking queen is pretty fucking hysterical. Was this random Sandino show you're a former member of team.
Right.
Where you were playing a mermaid with Anna Rubinova and someone was trying to ask you something and you're like, we don't deal with that. I just remember that one.
Just fully shutting down the scene partner. That's what I'm the best at. Just being awful.
Oh my God.
Funny as fork.
Pat and I have, in fact, hooked up.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like more than twice.
Well, we famously.
I feel left out.
Girl, get in.
I did know that. I did
you
know
did
that.
Know that he's my only group. Yeah.
Oh, right. Me and my husband.
Here in the podcast. Aaron.
So when do y'all go and help Aaron? Look at me. Don't look. How was it?
Here in the podcast, we consider a three group.
A group.
And not everyone does. Not everyone does.
Oh, really? What is a group? Like five or more?
People consider four and up group. But we can
three is a
group.
We can.
I feel like you're
group.
Having groups like absolutely. It's not just a partnership. Yeah. I get that if you were like, I guess if it was labeled on porn like crazy group, and there were three people, you'd be like, this is a three way.
Totally. But if you've done three, you've done
crazy group.
There's a gang
these
of kids.
Boys get crazy.
But we never had full pen.
No, we've never fully pen, but we've penetrated each other's throats.
Hell yeah.
I was yeah.
What's everyone's?
And then we famously one time we suck, just jerked each other off in a hotel room in North Carolina on Valentine's Day.
My husband had
what the fuck?
My husband had sex with someone on Valentine's Day and I dry jerked off with Pat Regan on the same Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's V-Day 2014, I'm gonna go ahead and say.
Happy Valentine's, babe. Yeah, Pat's my forever Valentine.
That is amazing.
Isn't that fun?
And then one time, very briefly, you sucked my dick while I watched the television show Scream.
Oh yeah.
So they're both rock hard right now.
Sorted sexual.
How do you navigate
past?
Being just friends?
I know.
To me, it's not hard.
But, yeah. To me,
because Pat sucks.
Okay.
No, Pat's very talented.
Stop. No, I don't think I am, but
not
I don't care.
Not improv.
At sex.
No, you're
fun.
Well, you're always married.
I'm always married.
Aaron, so how do you not fall in love with other people when you're sleeping around?
I think it's like I just get crushes. But I will say this, and I don't know it to be true, but I don't think if I was with Michael, I don't think
if
I would,
you weren't with Michael.
If I weren't with Michael, sorry, yeah. If Michael dies tonight,
please, no,
I don't
please,
think
no.
I would be in
knock on
long-term
wood.
Relationships very much. I don't think that would be most people, even my friends, I love them, but I'm like, if I had to live with you, I would die. Well, that's why I can live with Michael, it's very easy.
So, yeah.
Do crushes just always pass?
I have just crushes and I just like let them be I think they're fun. And they don't. They just don't turn.
Mine
into
always
love.
Cause me pain, and they always turn into love.
Sure. sure.
Give me advice. I'm sorry that I'm being like.
No, I fucking love it.
But we have to be honest about what that kind of salad is, because
it's like my favorite kind.
A long carrot
Asian or something, and then it's like that kind it's of really, salad
it,
dressing.
It comes
is
with
like,
sushi.
Yeah, it comes with sushi.
Yeah, sushi. Yeah,
okay.
I just Sherlocked that situation. Small salad. She had sushi yesterday.
You're a regular Benedict Cumberbatch.
Aaron, what is your type? I know, nerdy.
No, I really do like
okay,
all types,
rude.
But I do like little short guys with glasses. I always turn my
totally.
Head. But I, you know, I have a
that.
Thing for
Thank
like
for
daddies. I'll do whatever. Like I
one time you told me that your two types were hot nerds and bottom boys who just absolutely love it.
That's great. That's hot, dude. Yeah, dude. Me. Look at me. Get off.
Get off.
Get off, bitch.
I guess I like my partner to love it when I'm having sex.
We are
you twisted freak.
Yeah.
So y'all hook freak. Up. We all hook up. Yeah. The three of us are hooking up right now.
They're hooking up right now under Tabe.
Tabe vibes.
That feeling when.
Okay, I'm actually coming back to life from the three pieces of lettuce that I just waterlogged yeah. lettuce that I just slurped on with my
Pat's
hands.
Pat's now wearing a gown.
Here's a full blowout.
Oh, I wish, honey, go
I've never had a blowout.
You don't. You have one every day. You have your hair is naturally.
You have
perfect.
A blowout every day.
Yeah, you that's your privilege.
If you ever blow out every day, you don't never work a day in your life.
Never yeah. work a day in your life, and I never have.
No, congrats. Who do you want to be? What's your dream?
And this is like sexually?
No, anything.
Okay, you're a pervert. It's whatever you want to be, fucking freako.
You sex addict freak.
I forgot about that.
Famously, when naming our
that was second episode.
Second episode, we were going to Bowen. I forgot what you said, but I was
you psycho sex addict freak.
Yeah, you psycho sex addict freak.
Or you said that to Bowen.
Yeah.
I love that. To Bowen.
It's true, but it's a sex addict freak.
We celebrate anyone who struggles with addiction of all kinds.
When you were talking earlier about having 7 porn tabs open, I definitely related.
Do you know what I mean? Where it's like you just get so nervous that it's not going to be the right one.
Well, and then
I just feel this.
Can I tell you the trap I get caught in?
Why is it rolling off me?
Can I tell you the trap I get caught in?
Rolling in the deep. Yes.
The trap I get caught in. I'll first go to the main page. Okay. Maybe I've
like Pornhub.com main page.
Gay. Sometimes I will.
As I heard Bowen correct you /.
Wow.
Fuck him. I hate him. That's just kidding.
It's like actually
sex addict freak /.
Okay, when you're correcting people /, from Pornhub.com /, get your sex addict freak.
I'm Team Bowen. I stan /, corrections.
But it's like I'll open these from the main page. I'll open like 7 tabs. I'll keep going
of like,
page.
New?
Of like what's new?
What's new here at Pornhub?
Sometimes I'll filter over 20 minutes. I don't know why I do that. But
you're
I can't
like, you want the whole thing, the whole
what
narrative.
What are you really craving?
I don't know.
Ultimately.
But then
it depends on the mood.
Then I'll have like 8 open tabs. But then before I could even start engaging with them, yeah. I need to then go and see all. See, I'm like, if I like those ones, they're going to have good related.
Yes.
And then I'll have to be like, I won't be
same
able to start.
Actors and, or like same style.
Actors, totally. Really talented actors.
Yeah, really talented.
Boco trained actors.
But then sometimes, actually, all should.
Sometimes I'll be like, this one's really good, but I feel like its related. They're going to be bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is like my alcoholism. Me lining with
3 water bottles.
And I love to drink. Okay, cute family. Wait, you just completely shut down.
I know.
You saw the water bottles and said, I can't.
I can't.
You think I'm a sex addict freak so I have 3 water bottles?
No.
I'm about to have 4th.
Good, you sex addict freak.
I have
you /, sex addict freak.
I'm /, because I have these, my anxiety is really high today, and I have this belief that if I drink a lot of water, my voice will be good tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. You have a show tomorrow?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Who do you want to be?
I don't know.
No.
Why did you come here?
No.
Ari, why didn't you come here?
What's your dream? You're going to write and star in movies.
Well, I would like to like write and be in films and television continue to write books. Like that is something I want to do. I would like to write a play. Like I would also like to not have to write every fucking thing for myself one day too. It'd be
God
so
forbid.
Great if somebody was like, hey, do you want to just be in this? I'd be like, fuck yes.
So, yeah, I don't do homework for once.
Just show up and memorize the lines. And also they're like, you have strong improv.
Also,
just make up.
I know.
Like,
and also like
perfect.
Have cue cards ready.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone like wants you to write their whole thing because you're so good at improvising.
And you're like, okay. So that would be fun. I would. That would be fun to just like literally put a shirt on and say lines. Acting is so easy.
He's topless right now.
It's mostly.
His dream is to wear a top.
Just someone dress me.
Dress me, baby.
Dress me.
Do you and Michael want to adopt kids?
Adopt kids. Come babies. You know, I'm very, very good with kids and I love kids and I always thought I wanted kids. And then recently it's like, I'm 34, which is not old, but it's like, I don't want to be like 70 with a 10-year-old like under any circumstance. So it's like, wait, what if I don't? And then I've been like, wait, so I'd just be like
happy.
Yeah.
Wait, so I'd just be allowed to be happy
like
as an adult
idiot forever. And then like I am not rich at all, but I was like, oh, and I wouldn't have to spend money on kids. I could just like be I was just like
have
money
a nice
and
life.
Like be like, I'm going to Paris.
I know.
I never do. But
you
like,
can totally go to Paris if you want.
Kids sound fun, but then the alternative is like, oh, being somewhat happy.
Yeah, and they're like, I love kids, but they're like, even if you love them, what you do is like, they are annoying.
Yeah, by
like,
definition.
They're like annoying a lot of the time. Like, there was
they're
just
mostly
annoying. A really cute little girl on the train today. Sorry to gender her, but she was a little girl and she was just like, like just like making sound, and it wasn't even like she wasn't screaming, and her dad just like let her make the sound, and it was like old. This is
want to hear a story?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. One time I was on the
crisscrossing applesaucing my legs, ready for story time.
I'm on the Long Island Railroad, and I see this fucking
whoa,
funny. I know
horrible.
This funny kid. You know when you see a kid, he's like probably like 8 years old, uh-huh. and he keeps doing this fun British accent where mm-hmm. he's like, "Daddy, can I have some water? Can I have some water, Daddy?"
Wait, was he British?
Was he joking? So or was he like?
I kept thinking this kid's
was he on
so,
All That Reboot?
I kept thinking this kid's so funny, but then I realized he just was British.
Yeah,
but I was like, that's even cooler, and that's why when I realized I would rather be British than funny.
Yeah,
that story of my life.
Hello,
honey. I don't want to be that. So you do not want kids?
Well, right now I'm just sort of like.
I have to decide right now.
I don't
you
have.
Right
I don't have the like money. At all right now to have a fucking child, yeah. and I can't accidentally get anyone pregnant because that's just not how my biology works.
Money vibes.
So I'm just like, oh, if it didn't happen, I think I have now come like entertaining the idea, which I never had before. It's like maybe that would be iconic. Uh-huh. to
oh,
not have kids.
It would actually be definitely iconic, and actually, you'd absolutely get off queen. Wait, so what's your domestic life like? Where do y'all live? What's your vibe?
We live in Harlem, Gorgio. Hamilton Heights specifically.
That's where my little brother lives.
Oh, really? Because he's an actor, right?
An actor.
So if you see any actors. New girls on your
Grindr
grid.
And it's gorgeous
grid.
GF. They live up there.
It's very... Okay, so it's like a lot of Dominican families and then gay musical theater boys. It's so weird to see like a straight musical theater mm-hmm. boy up there. Like when they hold hands with a woman, I'm like, wait.
I know.
Wait,
it isn't right. No, I've talked to him about this. I said, this is really not right.
Yeah, this is the wrong
My brother, my brother.
But it's fun. It's cute up there. Our apartment's super cute. Michael is very good at decorating.
I could sense that from him. I got that sense from him. Fire Island.
Yeah.
When I was on Fire Island with him.
Right.
I got that sense.
You got that sense. You got that sense.
I got that sense. I'm just British now. You don't have to laugh.
You don't have to laugh.
Not
fully British.
No, I'm British. You don't have to be funny anymore. All right.
It is. One time I was in London.
Go off.
Very cool.
And in fact, while you're there, get off too.
get off in London town. And my friend's ex-girlfriend was hanging out with my friend and his ex-girlfriend, and she is British. And I was wearing like a fun sweater, and she said, "Oh, that's a festive knit." And then I was like, I love that. And I told my other British friend that. And then she was like, oh, that's a bit queer even for us.
Oh, wow.
I was like, drag her.
And
to absolute hell.
And queer.
Yeah.
She said queer.
Wow, she's kind of canceled. Your other British friend.
Your other by other British friend. Hashtag the other British friend. A new series on Comedy Central.
Yeah. The other two British friends.
Starting Drew Tava.
The other British friend. Do, 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 okay. Do, 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 do. Do you guys feel hot today?
It's very hot. It's fully summer.
No, I mean, we don't mean that.
Oh my God. Well, just because I'm actually sweating.
I know. I'm actually have lost half my brain cells because of the heat in this room.
Yeah.
But we have to talk about that. It's been 90s.
Yeah,
it's been
like
90s.
It's really summer. It's
is
not
that
like,
always how it is? I forget.
Yeah, it
really is always how it is.
Mm-hmm.
The body remembers.
I forgot that's
forgets.
Always how it was.
And you're boldly wearing a pant. Even.
I had to because I had a meeting.
I think you look obviously handsome, but smart.
Yeah.
Thank you. Except it's
I feel like I look like a dumb slut.
Well, you're wearing a tank.
No, you look chic.
You're wearing a tank.
I'm wearing a
lime
tank.
Tank.
You covered look post, in sweat.
You're post-pride vibes.
Totally.
Postpartum pride.
You have postpartum depression.
Postpartum pride depression for real. Not to make light of that situation.
This is the kind of shirt that if I had like hot, perky little tits, it would be the sexiest thing I could wear. But since I don't, it's just kind of like the sad, like sweaty tank.
I love
that
when like a lesbian mm-hmm. that has like little perky tits mm-hmm. wears a tank top and is like marching down the street. I'm just like, fuck, I'm so into it.
I love totally. It too. I saw like a woman, that woman, oh, you weren't with us yet, but we were waiting for you guys to go to the beach. And that woman had like these perky little tits in this like sheer camisole dress. And I was like, that's what I want to look like. And they said I look like literally the opposite.
But so you could see her tits.
Yeah.
Free the nipple.
Free that nipple.
Well, you guys went to Jacob Riis beach, right?
Yeah, but this was in
Greenpoint. This is in Greenpoint,
oh,
Brooklyn.
Oh my God, I missed
that. Somebody would say Williamsburg. It was kind of bordered.
I know. Oh, it's a tough line, that border. Tough line.
I draw it in the sand. I draw it at Meeker. I draw it at the BQE. I draw it at
that's
the
where
beak.
We were, though. It's hard.
We're underneath the, yeah, it was hard. And we had to work through that in the Uber. It was 77 minutes long.
It was 70 minutes long. Wait, what was it going?
Do you feel hot today?
Oh.
No, I don't actually, because someone called me voluptuous on Instagram.
Don't do that if he doesn't want that. You can call me that. I want that.
Voluptuous is, that's strange.
It's okay, but it's, you know, whatever. But I also.
Is it okay?
Looks like you got a lot to grab onto.
I know.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, oh no.
Okay. And then.
That's one I never even heard before.
I think yesterday I had one of those days where it's like, I woke up, I ran a lot, and then I went to the beach for a long time.
Wait,
and
I wanted to tell you where to buy swimsuits. You have go to those, because you're gay, you have to go to those like sex stores in Chelsea.
Oh, that they have swimsuits?
I always wonder what those are for.
And then there's also like, you can get expensive Speedos in, at this place in Chelsea too that are really cute. That sounds like
I
the
don't
one
want
Angela
expensive.
Got. Yeah, but then there's these kind of be like a discount rack of Speedos, and because it's a gay store, they're like fully try it on. Yeah, like get naked, like put your ass all in it, go for it. And so that's, I've gotten Speedos there before and they're like, they're still
expensive.
You don't
want something that's expensive?
Or swimsuits. Like,
or swimsuits.
If you don't feel like a Speed.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
You gotta go to Chelsea. You gotta go to a gay neighborhood. Soho's not gay. It's for fashion people.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And fashion people are secretly straight.
And top
men. Yeah, fashion people are secretly straight.
Yeah.
Wait, we went into Top Man. It was the saddest site you've ever seen.
I'm already crying.
It's closing, but it was like,
wait, why is Top Man closing?
They're closing all U.S. locations.
Wait, Top Shop's closing?
All U.S. locations.
Are you serious?
They're going back over the pond.
Wait,
but let me tell you.
I know it's
but Catherine, wait, let me tell you. Let me tell you.
This is from there.
This is from there, too. We were all affected by Top Shop.
No, I'm so sad.
But Catherine.
Yes, Patrick.
We walked in. It was the saddest thing. Wrapper online. Everything was for like $1, and there was a DJ there, but like
there's always a DJ there.
No, but this was sad. It was like, it's like, okay, if you're selling things for $1, maybe like save costs on the DJ.
Yeah, you don't need the DJ.
It was these signs, you know. Yeah, it was like these paper signs saying everything.
DJ at the dollar store.
Yeah, have like a breadline maybe, but no DJ. Know your audience.
It was breadline vibes for sure.
That sucks for me about Topshop. I got a lot of my favorite looks there.
I know. Also, for years, because the suits there are pretty cheap for a suit.
Yeah,
they're like $300. For years, I've been like, I'm gonna go get a Topshop suit, and then I just still have it. And I'm sure that they're booked over by now
for
a long length.
Lucky for me. Lucky for me, I'll be in the UK this summer, so I'll get my Topshop fix every damn day.
Buy this man a suit.
I'll buy you a suit. Give me your measurements. I'll buy you a suit.
Pick a color. You know,
any
I want
color.
A fun color.
I'll get you. I'll fund it. Fund the fun. Now.
So, anyways, I don't really feel hot.
Yeah.
I always thought when I'd come on this podcast that I'd be like, I feel hot. Mm-hmm. But today I don't. I just actually don't really. But I did wash my hair today, and I haven't seen it yet because it was still wet when I got on the train. But I usually feel hot when I've washed my hair.
How often do you wash?
I'd say it's like 2.5 times a week, if that makes sense. It's
that's
like every 3 days.
That's a little for me, but different hair journeys.
Yeah.
I would say I'm once or twice a week.
Right.
I would say
I'm probably 5 times a week.
Yeah. Cool. I feel like boys with short hair like are like,
boys
I gotta.
Don't
yeah.
like girls. Boys like cars and money.
Girls will laugh at boys
when
if
they're
not funny.
I'm dead.
We did an episode just I know I'll tell you this after. But okay. Catherine, do you feel hot? No, because you're not wearing the sheer camisole.
No, it's like I actually feel like I don't know how to put that. I feel hotter than I should feel based on how I look.
That's how I feel. Like I don't feel ugly. But
yeah,
I'm not like, and I also felt hot a lot this weekend. Like I was wearing fun looks. And so, you know, like I felt hot all weekend and then now it's like, oh, I'm just like I threw on a tank and, you know.
I looked really cute Saturday. I got a new dress. I also spent a shit ton of money on new clothes.
That's so fun.
And it was really fun.
I looked so good on Thursday where I had this like very summery see-through like yellow number.
Oh, nice.
And if you wear like a boldly patterned underwear, you can like fully see it through.
That's
and I
fun.
Was like, I was marching down.
What kind
town.
Of undies do you like in a partner, and what kind of undies do you like on yourself?
For black me, or just whatever he likes.
what can I say that?
Yeah, you can say.
One time, I asked Catherine, one of her lovers, I was like, what kind of underwear does he wear? And Catherine was like, boxer briefs. And I was like, yeah, obviously black or whatever he wants. And she was like, whatever he wants.
And then it was so funny that we recorded it so we could remember that exchange. And then I accidentally played it in front of my lover.
Oh, yeah, because I mean, we were with him at the park and she was going to play.
He was like, did you say my name? And I was like,
of course not.
He loves it. Shout out. He fucking loves
Shout
it.
Shout out. He fucking loves. but I just wear like, my basics are like Calvin Klein.
Totally. You
know, and then, slutty.
And then I'll just, but I like, I don't know. I do like fun, cute underwear, but it's hard.
Michael wears cute undies.
Yeah. Michael's like a little cute guy. So I mean, like a lot of undies fit him, but I have trouble finding underwear that fits.
Yeah.
She's nice. Like, does it fit right? The fit.
Because it's 23-inch.
Because it's a 23-inch penis.
23 plus. 23 and me. Honey, a whole new meaning to 23 and me.
23 and me.
Starting a website. 23 and me.
23 and me. More 23 in me.
Oh, that's what I wanted to say. That's
by a monster cock.
And is it just, but is it just pics of me as a baby with like a 23-inch dick? 23
and me. Now that is
That's a novel. Now that's fucking cool.
That's a novel.
That's actually fucking cool. Cool.
I'm going to move forward with asking if anyone has a crush of the week.
Yeah.
Crush of the week.
I have one.
Go.
Oh, good.
Mine's my dear friend James Mears. It was his 30th birthday this weekend. He threw an amazing party. I love him to death. I want to shout out. I don't think he listens to the pod at all, but I want to shout out that
That's good.
His party
That's
was amazing. He's amazing, and I wish him the best. Happy 30th. Crushy, crushy. Crushy, crushy.
I love that.
Oops. Do you have a crush?
No, I don't think I have one right now.
You don't have a crush of the week. I feel like because I'm near my favorite top, I'll just say it's my favorite top. It's my crush of the week.
Your shirt that you're wearing.
No.
Wait, how did you connect with him?
Grind. It was through the apps. Yeah.
But how so far away?
We used to work in a similar location. So, you know, unprofessionally would pull up an app at work.
Ah. What's his vibe?
He's just like not in our business at all. And then is so good at sex.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm like, is this your job?
Yeah.
Some people just are really good.
It's
like wild. Like, oh I think God. I'm like, good. It's wild.
But do you think here's the age old question. Is he good or is he good for you?
Right. I have a feeling like he is good for me, but I think even with like his worst partner is better at sex.
Yeah. Totally.
You know, like, the first time I went home, after having sex with him, I told Michael, I was like, you have to have sex with this person. He is better at sex than me. And I feel bad.
And did he?
Yeah, and then he did.
Oh.
Oh, really?
That's so hot. Did he? What do you think?
He thought he was great at sex.
What does the person look
like? Wow.
He's tall. He's white. he's like one of those people. He does work out, but it's just like, how do you have abs?
Yeah.
You know, you're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's just cute. He's nice. He's older than me, which is fun.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Who's your crush of the week?
That's my crush of the week.
I don't think I have a crush of the week this week.
That's allowed.
How about your crush of the week is like the gay rights movement?
Yeah, maybe it's the LGBTQ community.
Look up where to download.
Oh, yes.
Donate.
I'll do that right now.
Look up where to download.
Look up where to download money to an organization.
Where do you download?
And then I feel like, I feel really...
Are you mad at me?
No, I just like know the answer. Like we had such a fun weekend.
Yeah, we had such a fun weekend.
Okay, this organization, Black Trans Media, they...
Is that their at?
Yeah, at Black Trans Media. The speech was just so moving and it was basically like, good job, you know, like having your good views, but give us some fucking money. I think that's a strong takeaway sometimes. We're like, what do I do? It's like,
so give some money, babes.
Give money. Help
boys
people.
Don't like girls, boys like car with money.
Yes.
Now, are you mad at me because I've been a cunty little slut eating long carrots in the corner?
No, I love you even more
no,
for your
be
carrot
honest,
eating.
Be
no,
honest.
I'm not mad. I'm
okay,
not
okay.
Mad.
Thank
I'm
you. Thank
mad.
You.
I'm mad at the at my back.
Oh, are you uncomfortable?
No, I just, I've been sweating.
Oh, that's beautiful though.
But I'm mad at your back for doing that to you.
Yeah.
Your back is not a girl's girl.
Pat, are you mad at me?
Absolutely not. I had an absolute blast yesterday.
I know.
Be it in the Uber, be it when we got there.
The best part of the whole experience is when we were on the phone before it happened.
I know.
And you just said, Catherine, wait. And I said, what? I'm about to hang up. Francis Ha.
Uh-huh.
And I knew.
Francis Ha. There's also a fun way to get down there because you're Manhattan. You can take a ferry and it's like an hour long ferry, but they serve drinks on the ferry. And you,
what?
Like, no, you go by Coney Island.
That sounds
all the
amazing.
Brooklyn kids are like, get a car. And it's like, this takes an hour.
Oh my God. That sounds amazing. I'll do that. I'll go back. I'm going back. I'm going today.
It's fun. So it's like, tonight, it still takes a long time, but you go to Wall Street and you catch a ferry, and then
scenic.
It's like a party on the way to the thing.
It goes right to the beach.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a 10 minute walk.
Oh, that sounds so much better than
and
everything
then you,
else.
You're walking like along the beach. Like when you get there and then, you know, you're going to the little, like that little gaze.
Thank you for your service. You're my crush of the week.
I did it.
He did it.
Okay, you guys. Aaron, are you mad at me?
That was manic pixie dream, guys.
No, I'm not. I'm mad at that transition.
Cool.
I'm not mad. Are you mad at me?
No, absolutely not. Love to catch up.
Yeah, it is nice to catch up, Pat. I do love you dearly.
I love you dearly.
For a long time, baby.
Yeah, likewise.
And sometimes physically, which is what I learned today.
Yeah, sometimes physically. On Valentine's Day, no less.
Valentine's Day.
No less. Okay.
I think
well,
that's
I
everything.
Guess, like, subscribe.
Actually, if you choose, like, feel free to like this shit, yeah, metaphorically or emotionally or performatively.
Yeah, performatively. You actually
curtains
hate
up.
It.
Curtains up.
We love y'all, actually.
We love y'all.
On this 1 year anniversary of our podcast, we just want to say love y'all.
Congrats on 1 year. This is so cool. You guys
thank
really
you.
Have made a cool thing.
Totally.
Thank you. We're actually really cool.
We're actually really cool. No one knows that. Yeah.
No, we're actually pleasant.
We're actually not that bad, you know?
I want nachos, honey.
Yeah.
We're going to go hang out. We love you guys. Live, laugh, love. Like, subscribe.
Forever dog.
And I don't eat.
Forever dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.